USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
Drugs are pouring in, human trafficking, so many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Devastation in Indonesia after a tsunami kills more than 200 people, more than 800 hurt as the wave of water washes over beaches without warning. Scientists believe a volcanic eruption and undersea landslide causing it, many people still missing.
An underwater landslide caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatau volcano sent a wall of water described as 10 feet tall across Indonesia's Sunda Strait without an alert. Warning buoys are positioned to alert residents of tsunamis caused by earthquakes and underwater tectonic plate boundaries, but this eruption happened in close proximity to the shoreline. I'm John Clemens.
An Indonesian pop band called 17 performing near the beach when the tsunami slams into the stage Saturday night. Two band members killed, four others missing. The lead singer telling CNN through a translator,
I just wanted to say that our bass player, Benny, and our manager, Oki Wijaya, passed away.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump receiving both criticism and support on the Sunday talk shows for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta went on Fox News Sunday to strongly criticize President Trump's announcement of troop withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, saying the move sends a terrible message to the United States allies around the globe and threatens the country's national security.
The question the president has to decide is whether he upholds his oath of office as President of the United States to protect our security, or whether he's simply going to move forward and fulfill campaign promises.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union praised the president for deciding to pull out of Syria.
It isn't going to be easy to find peace, but leaving our troops there is sort of like a tripwire to a much larger war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And the very latest now on that drone scare at a British airport, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
British police say the two people initially arrested in connection with a string of drone sightings that brought London's Gatwick Airport to a standstill are innocent. The two, a man and a woman, were released on Sunday without charges, and police say they did cooperate fully. Whoever operated the drones apparently still at large. The investigation continues, the airport offering a reward of over $60,000 for information leading to an arrest or arrests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.